Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk were preparing to announce his candidacy, Twitter broke. Late last night, DeSantis went over to Fox News and had this to say.
Our decline as a country is not inevitable. It is a choice, and I think we can choose a better pathway. And so what I will do is help restore normalcy to our communities, integrity to our institutions, and sanity to our society.
House Republicans have passed a resolution to overturn President Biden's student debt relief plan. The measure passed 218 to 203, with two Democrats joining in support of the move. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers and put the financial responsibility onto you, the American taxpayer. President Biden has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. In remarks from the White House yesterday, Biden said too many schools have become killing fields across America. Biden claimed there has been 650 mass shootings in the United States since last year. Black Lives Matter is on the verge of bankruptcy. Financial disclosures indicate the organization is running an $8.5 million deficit from last year. Journalist Adam Coleman, a man of color on Fox News this morning.
They have a PAC. They're transferring money from one account, from one organization to another. Basically, it looks like they're funneling money to either their family members to possibly get it themselves. But the entire situation looks incredibly shady.
Jackson, Mississippi officials released body camera footage yesterday after three former police officers in the state capitol were indicted in the death of Keith Muriel. Muriel was stunned with tasers during his arrest. Two former officers were charged with second-degree murder, and a third was charged with manslaughter. This is USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One major retailer is rearranging and removing some Pride items out of safety concerns.
Target says its stores have become a target for threats, so the retailer is removing some of its Pride Month items from store shelves. Target says the move is out of safety concerns for employees. According to the company, since the Pride Month collection was introduced, there have been threats impacting team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Stores in the South have even been encouraged to move Pride items from the front of the store to the back. Target was said to be trying to avoid the same backlash Bud Light faced when it used a transgender influencer in a marketing campaign. But the retail giant says it remains committed to the LGBTQIA+ community. I'm John Schaefer.
Democrats and Republicans in the ongoing debt ceiling talks continue to be at odds.
On Wednesday, he came right out with it.
House Republicans are determined to crash the economy because they believe it will benefit them politically.
That's what House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters as both sides in the debt ceiling standoff remained at odds. Speaker McCarthy said Wednesday he believes a deal will get done in time to avoid a default, Wall Street continued to show losses, with the Dow dropping 255 points. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Tina Turner, the unstoppable singer and stage performer, has died at 83 following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Cal Thomas is going to be joining us in just a second, talking about his new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years of Reporting on America. And he joins us now. Cal, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Looking forward to this. Here you are, one of the most popular syndicated columnists in the country, and a living history of our times, of who we were then and who we are now and who we might become, for better or for worse, in the future. A remarkable chronicle of modern American life. What a precious gift. I mean, first of all, your life, your experience, your talent, and how you have documented your experience for us.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Yeah, I thought as I entered the 40th year of my syndicated column, over 4,000 of them, I'd take a look back and see where we came from, starting in 1984 at the beginning of Ronald Reagan's second term, and moving up to the end of last year. It's not a column collection, but it's kind of a roadmap or a diary, and some of my comments on what happened along the way. One of the things that ought to amaze a lot of people, or maybe not, is that human nature never changes. And whether you have a Republican or Democrat in the White House, yeah, some things matter. But, you know, the debt grows, government grows, attempts by even Republicans to reduce its size and cost are often rejected. I remember Reagan trying to get rid of the Department of Education, which educates nobody. And the Congress wouldn't let him do it. That's just one of many examples.
Well, as you said, I mean, over time, this just keeps on growing. And, you know, throughout your 50 years, have we ever cut back? Have we ever, you know, taken the lessons of the time and cast them forward in a way to where we could say we're doing a better job at it?
Well, I think a lot of people will be surprised when I tell them that the last president to balance the budget of the United States government was, get ready for this, it wasn't a Republican, it was Bill Clinton.
Right.
Got distracted with other things, but managed to balance the budget. So, I mean, here's Biden now as we're approaching a $32 trillion debt, something the founders of this country would have been appalled by. Here he's saying, nothing can be cut. We can't cut anything. Well, that's just baloney. There is so much in government that can be cut and reformed. Everybody knows Social Security and Medicare needs to be reformed. Social Security's going to run out of money in 10 years. You're either going to have raise taxes or cut benefits or both. That's just beyond debate. But the politicians won't do it because they'd rather have the issue. And the dirty little secret about Washington is that if you solve a problem, you no longer have the issue. How cynical is that?
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, Cal, in my experience, is that I see a lot of this stuff is kind of, in a way, you buy votes. And if you can't buy the vote anymore and you take away that power and that influence that they have with the people's money, they're not sure what to do with themselves. They can't even admit the ineffectiveness of it. I know that at one point in the Trump administration, they did a deeper dive into the situation, and they found that there was at least 17 agencies that had duplicative waste. They were overlapping. They were doing each other's job and going, wait a minute, why do we have all these different entities doing the same thing?
Well, it's largely because many members of Congress want to send money to their districts and to their states and then claim at re-election time that they're doing the people's business and this is money they deserve. Now, during open season on Medicare, with these Medicare supplements last year, I noticed there were several words that were used over and over again in every one of these ads. Free, deserve, and entitlement, or entitled. Free, deserve, and entitled. Now, you mentioned a minute ago about dependence on government. We've moved from government as a last resort to government as a first resource. It's like drugs. Once you get hooked, it's very difficult to get off. And then when the Democrats promote this notion of envy of wealthy and successful people and corporations, poor people don't hire people. You know, the wealthy and the successful do. But that's also a foreign entity. I mean, we used to praise success and discourage failure. Now we're subsidizing failure and discouraging success, and we're getting what we have invested in.
Well, and the other thing, too, what I look at, Cal, is that the electorate, the body of the American people have been dumbed down through this process, whether we talk about the war on poverty. You know, I was talking with Bob Woodson about this here recently, is that it's a shame what they have done to the black people in turning them into entitled dependents. What kind of intelligence, what kind of offering have we dumbed down and lost in the process because we told them they didn't have to work or be productive?
Right. Well, it's a new kind of, slave and mentality.
Exactly.
Just listening to Tim Scott's announcement for president, African-American senator from South Carolina. Brilliant. Hope over hopelessness. Victory over victimhood. I mean, he sounded like the black version of Ronald Reagan. He said, we're not going to demonize or criticize our opponents. I mean, the question is, can he get the nomination? I mean, I think he could probably win the general election, but Trump is out way, way in front. But this is the kind of optimism that we that used to promote. Now, if you look at Biden and the Democrats, it's all gloom and doom. We're full of white supremacists. Biden actually said, I wrote a column about this, that the greatest threat to America is white supremacy. Excuse me? Not China, not Iran, not terrorists, not the open border, but white supremacy? Is he kidding?
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, and think of it, what this disease and what it's done to infect the mindset of even our military. Our military, you know, their claim to fame is that it's the most diverse it's ever been. Well, I didn't think that's why we had a military, to be diverse. I thought we had a military in order to go and, you know, conduct wars and to win.
Yeah, well, China's not doing this, I guarantee you. They're way ahead, too, in their education and science, mathematics. We got kids that can't even read at grade level by the fourth or fifth grade. You know, the letters, the initials for diversity, inclusion, and equity are D-I-E, die.
Yes, exactly.
And we keep promoting this stuff in our schools, in our government, in our Defense Department, in our culture. We're going to die as a nation. There's just no question about this.
Well, and to be encouraged, I'm seeing more and more people do that. You know, and I'm glad you said that because they usually say DEI, and we have been saying DIE as well because DEI leads to DIE, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, I mean, listening again, I hope your listeners will find on the Internet Tim Scott's incredible announcement for president. It was forward-looking. It was optimistic. He said, if I can do this, you know, my parents divorced when I was a child. I had to move in with grandparents. And I went from cotton to Congress. He had a lot of great one-liners in there.
And
this is the kind of optimism and hope that Reagan and other Republicans in the past have preached. I mean, he was even not embarrassed to quote scripture from memory.
Yes.
It's not something that he just used to manipulate people. He has lived this. He's a strong believer. And Nobody else running for president right now has had that kind of attitude or approach to God or scripture or whatever. I mean, I think he's a real force. He's only got about 2% support right now, but we got a lot of time, and he's going to be visiting Iowa and New Hampshire, and of course he's already well known in South Carolina. So it's going to be interesting.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. More from Cal Thomas after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports show that Afghanistan is on the brink of a mental health catastrophe for young girls, some of whom have been forced out of school and into arranged marriages. Many women are pushing back against this restrictive regime, but with so much opposition and not much outside help, most are growing despondent. The Tide Ministry radio broadcasts directly reach listeners to share the truth of the gospel, that they are loved by a God who sent his own Son to die for them. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them and themselves in a different light. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Cal Thomas, America's number one syndicated columnist. His new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. Cal, you mentioned Donald Trump. He is way ahead as far as the polling is concerned. I think this is an opportunity, possibly, for him to do something a little bit different. I know people, you know, whether it's Dick Morris and others said, you got to just let Trump be Trump. But look, at you got to be able to assess where you are and the temperature of the electorate in such a way of what, you know, what the people want from Donald Trump, if at all possible, if he's to experience another term of office. What do you say?
Well, this is difficult because I know a lot of people, particularly on the evangelical right, disagree with me. But here's a group of supporters of Trump who said about Bill Clinton that character mattered. And they were outraged and shocked by the Monica Lewinsky business and all of his other alleged and actual adulterous affairs. But then when it comes to Donald Trump, it seems not to matter character anymore, because he's a fighter, I'm told, and he can deliver. And look at the Supreme Court. Yeah, I give him points on that. But this interview, or the town hall meeting at CNN a few days ago, he was defending the Access Hollywood tape, where he talked about if you're a star, you get to grab women by their private parts. And, I mean, anybody who has daughters or any man who has a wife, would they vote for somebody who assaulted their daughter or wife like that or said that they could do it? I'm sorry. I just think that that's disqualifying. And there are plenty of other people out there. Ron DeSantis is probably going to announce in the next few days. There's already some other good people in the race, Nikki Haley and others, who are solid. And plus, they're much younger. I mean, when JFK said in 1961, the torch has been passed to a new generation, I think he was right about that. We need younger people, more vital people, more vibrant people. And Trump did a great job in many ways. He messed up on a few things, like listening to Fauci and shutting down
exactly.
the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to move on. And it is no criticism of Trump and the successes that he had to say, let's go with somebody else this time around. Who can win, by the way.
Didn't we learn from Trump, though, that there needs to be some sense of independence, that you cannot have a run-of-the-mill Republican candidate, for example, that is going to kowtow, you know, to the deep state and the bureaucracy?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think we've done that in a number of people. Certainly Ron DeSantis has shown that as he stood up to Disney and their their woke stuff. I mean, Walt Disney would be spinning in his grave. I mean, Walt was completely separated from politics. I think he did one fundraiser one time in his life for a friend of his who was running for Congress in California. That was it. And he believed in appealing to everybody. I mean, dollars are dollars, whatever your background or race or gender or whatever else. But these guys have gotten into this. They're even doing cartoons now with LGBTQ characters in it. And it's turning off a lot of people. And DeSantis has stood up to this. And I think Tim Scott would stand up to this sort of thing if you listen to his announcement. All right. So I think it's not just Donald Trump doing this. We've got a lot of people out there who are opposing what's going on in the government schools and our universities and Hollywood and so many other things. So I don't think we're limited in fighters. There are a number of good ones out there, and it is only May. I mean, we got plenty of time between now and the first primaries, and then we got debates coming up, which are going to be really interesting.
Right, without a doubt. Well, again, I mean, the Republicans can be proud in terms of the bench. I mean, there is a breadth of talent available, I think, that, you know, really challenges the Democratic Party by comparison, don't you think?
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, who have they got? They got Kamala Harris. I mean, she makes Biden look articulate. They don't have anybody else. There's nobody else out there on the Democrat side. And to get a guy, to reelect a guy who would be 82 years old when he gets reelected and 86 when he leaves office, not to be an ageist or anything, but this is a younger person's office, and it requires a lot of mental energy. It requires a lot of physical energy. I've known presidents. I've met them since JFK. And, you know, the younger ones tend to do a little better and are more focused.
Right. Without a doubt. Well, and the Democratic Party right now is so compromised when it comes to health. You've got Biden, who is obviously, I mean, to the point where, you know, some noted, you know, broadcasters have questioned his level of senility. And then you've got Fetterman, and then you got Dianne Feinstein. It doesn't bode well for the Democratic Party in terms of any kind of demonstration of character, does it?
Right. I think the D behind their names, the ones you mentioned, ought to be decrepit and not just Democrat. No, yeah. You're right. I mean, this is, but voters vote for them. I was watching the Golf Channel yesterday. I love the Golf Channel. And one of their hosts named Max Homa, he was talking about how to swing a golf club, but this could apply to politics. If you keep doing what you're doing, you will keep getting what you're getting.
Exactly.
Now, that's just kind of basic stuff, isn't it? I mean, if you keep electing these people, why are you expecting that they're going, something else is going to turn out differently? It's the old definition of insanity.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this. Let me touch on a sensitive topic, and that it has to do with the electoral process. People are still confused, Cal. I mean, you got over 60% of the American people saying, you know, they just don't trust what happened in 2020. What's your read on this?
Again, I think we need to move on. You can't change the past. What's done is done. Biden is president. All of these conspiracy theorists and the rest are not helping us move forward. We've got to, you know, even Reagan in his last letter to the American people when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's said he was convinced that America's best days were ahead. He didn't dwell on the past. He didn't live in the past. It doesn't do the party or the country any good to keep wallowing in the election of 2020. Yeah. Tell me how any of that's going to change. It just isn't. And we've got to put that behind us, and we've got to move forward. And we've got to have better security at the voting places and all of that other stuff. And I'm all for that. But we just can't, you know, rewind and rerun the 2020 election.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to do that, but I want to be able to look at, just like you said right now, is that we need to do a better job in securing the vote. When you have people, you know, the Democratic Party admitting, I mean, they told me, Cal, they said, well, the truth be known, you know, Nixon actually beat Kennedy, but for some shenanigans that was done in Illinois, Nixon should have been elected president in 1960. And I'm going, wait a minute, you know, we've had Attorney General, you know, Eric Holder saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. It doesn't happen in America. And, you know, time and again, this keeps coming up. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you talk about doing the same thing, expecting different results. I mean, I think this applies to this, is that, you know, our vote should be time honored. It should be on hallowed ground. We should be highly respected, and there should never ever be a question or doubt about the integrity of our election. And unfortunately,
well, you know,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the other side claims the same thing. How many times have you heard the NAACP and others say that black votes aren't being counted, they're being discriminated against, they're not being allowed inside the polling places, and all of this? Again, I don't think we can rerun the last election, but yes. Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. Every challenge that people have advanced on the 2020 election has not survived a court hearing. And you would think that, I mean, and this includes judges appointed by Republicans at
right.
the state and federal mm-hmm. level. So it's not just a one-sided thing. If there were convincing evidence that there were sufficient numbers, and that's a key, of voter fraud, and the ones I've seen have only been 2, 5, something like that, enough to overcome the election results in places like Pennsylvania and Arizona and Wisconsin and some of those other key states. And by the way, there are only a few key states with the electoral votes to put a president in office. All the rest of them vote predictably.
Look, at you and I could be on for days about this, and I just so appreciate having you on, Cal. Gosh, I've just so respected your work over the years. There's a reason why you're the number one syndicated columnist, and your book, congratulations, we'll link it on our website. A Watchman in the Night, Cal Thomas has been with us. Cal, thank you very much. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingarone. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. As GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk were preparing to announce his candidacy, Twitter broke. Late last night, DeSantis went over to Fox News and had this to say.
Our decline as a country is not inevitable. It is a choice, and I think we can choose a better pathway. And so what I will do is help restore normalcy to our communities, integrity to our institutions, and sanity to our society.
House Republicans have passed a resolution to overturn President Biden's student debt relief plan. The measure passed 218 to 203, with two Democrats joining in support of the move. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers and put the financial responsibility onto you, the American taxpayer. President Biden has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Need to check out DeRoy Murdoch as well. He is a Fox News contributor, Project 21 founding member, the one and only. Here he is right now. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just keep going. I mean, ever since, I got to tell you how much you inspired me in talking about Biden's blunders. I mean, they are unending. And here we are. I mean, it's a constant mishandling, whether it's Afghanistan, the border, COVID, inflation. I mean, the list just keeps on growing. I mean, we may need to have to reproduce another version of the American alphabet in order to cover all these blunders. Just saying.
Yeah, A to Z didn't do it, so maybe it would have to do AA and Z or something like that. Yeah, and every
exactly.
Day it's something else, and you think, okay, well, we can, you know, maybe relax a little bit after lunch. Nope, 3 o'clock, another disaster happens. You have to focus on that and either write about it, broadcast about it, or, you know, at bare minimum bite your fingernails, I guess.
Yeah, and the thing is the American people now, more than a majority, are agreeing that there's something not according to Hoyle here with this, with this president, his administration. The thing that still amazes me, DeRoy, is that you'll have like, 53-60% of the American people saying, okay, we got trouble here in River City. And then you end up with about 47% that still say it's okay, it's hunky-dory. What planet are you on?
The amazing part is that, 60% think the place is the best. The other 40% are saying, oh, never been better. It's really quite astonishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, for example, let's look at the border. And go ahead.
I was going to say,
looking at the
Biden's performance and the economy is just at 33% think he's doing a good job. The third of the country thinks he's doing a great job. That seems kind of high to me.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it makes you wonder. I mean, it's almost like I go, for a moment, I think, what do they know that I don't know? And maybe I'd like to have a conversation with them. And then I think for a second, I go, no, I don't. I don't want to have, because if they're that deluded into thinking that somehow that works, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. I'm not in their zip code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who knows, maybe they're living in some part of the country that's just everything's going along swimmingly. But, you know, as for the rest of us, it's one mess, from inflation to the border to fentanyl to crime to all the corruption, and then it turns out the FBI is basically the armed wing of the Democrat National Committee, and the Department of Justice is the department of helping Biden get reelected. I mean, it just keeps going. Gas stoves. I mean, there's no end to it, really.
Oh yeah. Exactly. Well, and what about these whistleblowers that were so protected during, you know, the Trump administration? Now it's like the Biden administration wants to all but put them up against a block wall and bring on a firing squad on them or something. I mean, wow, how quick things have changed. Yeah,
no doubt. I mean, you've got this. There are multiple whistleblowers. I was having a conversation with somebody on the Hill, and since they're whistleblowers, they're anonymous, so you can't say Mr. Jones, Ms. Smith. It's just whistleblower. And I think there are at least four of them who've been active in or pivotal to all these various investigations. One of them has to do with Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family's influence peddling. Mm-hmm. Another one has to do with the IRS investigation of Hunter Biden's. You know, did he pay his taxes? Did he pay his fair share of taxes, to coin a phrase? Then there's another one who is involved, I think a second IRS whistleblower, and then there's an additional whistleblower. There are about four of them. One of them, the one at the IRS who was leading the investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes, that entire unit was taken off the case last week, and something approaching the Saturday night massacre of Watergate. I think there's a second whistleblower who's just come up who's corroborating what the first one said. Then the one involved in the business with Hunter Biden and the Biden family and all the funny money at the overseas influence peddling, I believe that one has been put under some kind of inappropriate pressure at work. And then there's another whistleblower who's missing. Now, I don't know if missing means this person isn't returning phone calls, or if this person is, face down in a shallow grave somewhere. I mean, it's really quite terrifying.
Yeah, I hope not. Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm
very scary.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, you imagine, and some of the stories with these whistleblowers, they had years and thousands of hours. One whistleblower said, I was 95% done with the job, and they pulled the cord on me.
Yep.
How frustrating is that?
Well, it's frustrating. It's totally outrageous because, if what we are hearing is correct, the IRS agents, not just one, it turns out I spoke with a source close to this who told me that the number of agents taken off the case, the whistleblower and 12 others, so 13 IRS agents altogether. This is a pretty big team that was working on this thing for years. They've been told, go do something else, take the day off, you're not going to work on this any longer. And they were told to do this reportedly by the Department of Justice. So you've got the Department of Justice telling the IRS shut down that investigation. That's called obstruction of justice. I can't think of any other appropriate.
I would think,
obstruction of justice. And I have to think that the Attorney General had to have been in on this decision. And if that's the case, you've got the Attorney General engaging in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Again, this sounds like John Mitchell right in the middle of Watergate back in 1972-73.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, common sense would indicate that the Attorney General was involved, and also I would believe that the President, because guess what? If you want to look at and consider what somebody will do, look what they've done. Look what he did in Ukraine. Get rid of that prosecutor. You want the $1 billion? Get rid of that prosecutor who's looking after my son, because that ain't going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly it. If you want to get this aid money from the United States, get that prosecutor to back off, who's investigating Burisma and his son's the Ukrainian energy company on whose board Hunter Biden served. And he said he was on camera speaking. This is Biden, Joe Biden, on camera, Council on Foreign Relations, saying, my flight leaves in, I think, 3 or 4 hours. I need to know that that prosecutor has been taken off that case, or you guys don't get the, I think it was roughly $400 or $500 million, some kind of financial aid. And he goes, SOB, they took the prosecutor off the case. And he laughed about it. Everyone at the Council for Relations laughed about it. It's all on camera. This isn't any secret. Is he going to look up this?
Exactly.
He's very open and brazen about it. And hilarious. You just engaged in blackmail and extortion of a foreign country for domestic political purposes. This is exactly the charge against Donald J. Trump in the first impeachment. And Biden did the same thing. And what happened to him? He got elected president of the United States, and he just continues to skate.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is interesting is that they want to ignore that kind of logic, because when you say, look, you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done, right? So in the most recent libel case against President Trump, what did they do? They brought something back, what, from 15, 20 years ago, a video with Billy Bush, and they said, you see, that's what kind of guy is. This is what kind of character this guy is. But yet, when it comes to Biden, you can't use the same, the same consideration or logic, I guess.
Well, you can't. And as you say, this is an old case. This is a sexual battery and libel situation. And we're to believe that Donald J. Trump back about, what was it, in the mid-90s, I think, something like this, was that a department store in Manhattan went into the ladies' dressing room and forced himself on this woman, not at midnight, but I think at 2 or 3 p.m. And in the middle of all this, she didn't scream. She didn't demand help when supposedly finished and walk up out the door. She didn't chase him out and say, stop that guy. He's a rapist. Get the security guys in. Call 911. Bring the police in. None of that happened. She didn't go home and, tell her doctor about it. Didn't go in for a rape kit. And we don't hear anything about it until, 25, 30 years later? Really?
Yeah. And she doesn't even remember. She doesn't remember all this stuff. And, of course, the thing that's interesting, because most in situations when it comes to the law, you need to have a couple of witnesses. You only have her story. And it's fuzzy at best. And then they come at President Trump. They're going to get him for sexual battery. So they couldn't do that. But let's just we'll give him a $5 million payment. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We couldn't prove our case, but we're going to go ahead and make him pay $5 million regardless.
Well, my guess is that this is designed, if nothing else, to turn into commercials in the fall of 2024.
Oh, of course.
Without
a doubt.
Do you want to elect the president to the White House, a man who's guilty of sexual battery, and drive down his support primarily among suburban women, where, so many elections are decided? I think that was the whole goal here. And
without a doubt,
juries are not exactly fair and balanced, shall we say, when it comes to
no, we think not.
Conservative Republican president.
Exactly. Going to break. Got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has launched a game-changing plan to shake up the wireless phone market with the launch of Go 5G Plus. With carriers extending their device contracts to a staggering 36 months, customers have been left feeling vulnerable to carriers' rate hikes. Go 5G Plus guarantees that both new and existing customers get the same great device deals and are upgrade ready every 2 years. Plus, it comes with $270 in added value each month for families. Go 5G Plus also includes price lock guarantee, meaning T-Mobile won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data. Taxes and fees will apply. For a limited time, this plan can save families of three about $500 a year compared to other wireless premium plans. T-Mobile makes it easy to switch with their easy unlock offer. Hand in an old locked phone and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give customers a brand new phone up to $830 in value. Go 5G Plus is the ultimate solution for anyone looking for more flexibility, freedom, and value in their wireless plan. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch. Yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, look, there's absolute madness going on at the border. Mayorkas, the president, this administration would want us to believe that all is hunky and dory.
Yeah, they keep saying the border's closed. If you think people are coming across the border, you're hallucinating, you know, get off the drugs, et cetera. I mean, it's amazing how brazenly they just lie to us, saying the border's closed and everybody knows exactly the opposite. The Customs and Border Protection still puts out every month the number of incursions on the southwestern border. And in the first 27 months of Joe Biden's watch, Trump's last 27 months, about 1.67 million people were encountered at the border. In the first 27 months of Joe Biden, that number is 5.25 million. That's up 314%. So not only are they crossing the border, they're crossing the border at triple the rate that they did under Trump. And towards the end of his tenure, once the wall had gotten in and all that other stuff, he did not have his last month with the triple-digit incursions was June of 2019. After that, they were all in five digits, not six. Every single month of Joe Biden's presidency, he's at six digits worth of people coming across the border, 100,000 or more. April was 211,000 people coming across the border. And that does not include the gotaways, who are people we see crossing. We didn't get a chance to catch them, and they kept going. There's some rough estimate on those. That number has gone up.
Don't they know that's against the law to get away?
Well, maybe they got good lawyers and they keep going. Under Trump, in fiscal year 2020, he had about 69,000 gotaways who were detected. We saw them, but we couldn't catch them. Fiscal year 2022, which is all under Biden's watch, that number was 599,000. That's up 768%. And then you have the unknown gotaways. Those are people who got through, we didn't even detect. And there's no way of calculating that number because they weren't seen through binoculars or telescopes or, helicopters. That number is unknown to us. We've also had something like 180, I think, is the number of people on the terrorist watch list. 183 people on the terrorist watch list we've caught, including somebody from Afghanistan, I believe it was a week or two ago. Caught, who knows what that number is? And let's hope these people decide to go into commercial real estate or something as opposed to blowing up buildings.
Roy, you and I grew up in Southern California, and Numbers USA just wrote a column saying that in the last 2 years, basically, you've got, the city of Los Angeles duplicated in the body count of illegal migrants. I mean, think about that.
That's right. So we've just created a whole brand new Los Angeles worth of illegal aliens who have invaded our country without our permission, without an invitation. And in many cases, we have no idea who these people are. We don't know if they're friends or foes. We don't know if they're healthy or sick. We don't know if these people are sane or insane. And, you know, these people, some of them are getting notices to come in for court dates in 2026, 2027. In the meantime, they're free to do whatever they want. Some people are coming in, not even getting these pieces of paper saying, hey, come in for a court date. And we don't expect them to show up, but we know we can wink at them and they wink at us. And we all pretend that we're going to meet again. Mm-hmm. Some of these people aren't even getting that sort of patina of attachment to our system. They're just told, come on in, have a good time, enjoy America. These people don't have working papers. How are they going to take care of themselves? How are they going to feed themselves? If they get sick, they're going to go to our hospitals and clinics. I think in El Paso and other places, American citizens are being displaced so that illegal aliens can come in and get free medical care. I live in New York City, and according to Mayor Adams, as he puts it, in an outrageous comment he made, the newest Americans, he calls them, which is disgusting, they're apparently occupying about half the hotel rooms in the city. So if you're coming to New York City to go to Broadway plays and go to nice restaurants, good luck, because half the hotel rooms in the city are filled with people who invaded our country without permission and are living, getting fluffed up pillows and sheet changes and fresh towels. And the taxpayers of New York, like yours truly, my neighbors, are paying for this, and they're not. The illegal aliens are not. So it's total bedlam. It's complete chaos. Totally unacceptable. Yeah. And the only way to take care of this is to send Joe Biden back to his dungeon in Delaware once and for all.
Exactly. And how long is it going to take us to clear up this mess? I mean, you talk about papers, you know, papeles. Yo necesito papeles, you know. They don't need papers. They're just coming in. Yeah, no one's sticking papers. Hey, but let me ask you this. Of these migrants, these illegal migrants coming in, how many of them, DeRoy, do you think are owned by the cartels?
That's an interesting question. A lot of these folks, in order to get in, the cartels essentially control the border. They'll say, all right, you got to pay us X amount of money, and then when you get over the border, we know where you're going. We need you to pay us money, essentially like a royalty, if you will, for whatever money you make. And if you don't send us that money, we're going to track your relatives down back home and injure them, hurt them. I've heard of cases where people are being held for ransom. If money isn't paid, they cut their fingers off and send fingers back to these people, so they'll know that, hey, we really do have your cousin Juan or your granddaughter Juanita.
Your daughter or whatever. Exactly.
Whatever it is.
No.
This is total brutality. This is mayhem. And Joe Biden has created a situation where people are coming in and they're not coming with passports and coming to airports where they can be greeted and by their relatives, come in legally and be taken care of in safety. These people come across an open border. The cartels, in many cases, rape women, impregnate them. Some of these women who come in these caravans take birth control pills specifically so they get raped, they don't get pregnant. And then they get here. Some of them are turned into sex slaves, and slaves as in they're not free and they've got to sit there and have sex with people against their will, which is called rape. In other instances, these people come in, and as I say, have got to send money to the cartels to almost like an indentured servitude-type situation. And Joe Biden has created a situation where these cartels are able to take advantage of these people, injure them, in some cases kill them. Other people come across the border and dehydrate. You know, they lay down next to a cactus and die of thirst. None of those things would be happening if we told people, look, if you want to come in here, come legally. And then you come in, you either take a bus across, you take a car across. You come legally, we know who you are, you can enter safely, you're not going to be raped, you're not going to be left starving next to a Gila monster. And Joe Biden said, you know what, we just need as many future Democrats of America to come here, into this country, eventually start voting Democrat. And if, several hundred thousand a year drop dead in the desert or get raped or turned into sex slaves, that's just collateral damage. Too bad, who cares? It's appalling and disgusting and a massive human rights violation being perpetrated by the man behind the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office, President Joseph Robinette Biden.
Well, and the thing is that Joe Biden, based on his history and what we're learning more and more, I don't think he's ever seen an opportunity that will escape him where he can't get his beak wet. So it makes you wonder how much the cartels are putting into his Biden family business in order to, I think last year, what did they do? Something like $13 billion in profits, the cartels reported. If you can believe that number.
It is a huge number, and I looked into this last year, and the revenue of the cartels collectively, I forget the number, I have it in front of me right now, but the number, believe it or not, is almost exactly the dollar equal to the revenue of the Fox News Corporation. Can you believe that? The cartels were traded on the New York Stock Exchange, their revenue would be equal almost exactly to what Fox News made in 2022 or 2021.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That is amazing. 3 minutes left. I want to talk about the NAACP. Okay, now, help me understand this. The NAACP, when we've got baseball teams that are changing their names because they're wrongly titled, they offend a certain people's group, indigenous people, on and on. And here we've got the NAACP in 2023, and they still have colored people in their name?
Yes, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Yeah, isn't that something? We also have UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, so that is kind of funny. Maybe they should change their name into something altogether different because, you know, I'm triggered. Not about you. I'm nervous. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry I brought that up because you're exactly right. I triggered both of us. I apologize.
We're both triggered. We'll be able to get through the rest of the day today. Astonishing.
Exactly.
Yeah, these are the people who block borders, everybody, and they still have that, shall we say, dated. Let's be nice and call it a very dated name.
Yeah.
And as you know, they issued that travel advisory saying that if you are black or Hispanic, stay out of Florida. I know you live in Florida, so Bill, I recommend you, move out of there and go somewhere where you'll be safe, like maybe Chicago. We can go there.
Yeah.
won't have to suffer like you do in Florida, where it's just not safe.
Yeah, no, I know it's terrible. Either Chicago, New York, we can watch each other's back here, San Francisco, you know. It's just, unbelievable that they make this statement. Well, guess what? You know, the people here just kind of oh-hum that kind of ridiculous statement. But, it gives them a headline, I guess.
And apparently the president of the NAACP lives in Tampa, I believe. He lives in Florida.
It's such a
dangerous place, but he lives in Florida. How did that work?
That's the same reason that Barack Obama buys a palace on the eastern seaboard, right?
Yeah, he's got that beautiful mansion right on the water in Martha's Vineyard while he runs around and tells people that the rising oceans because of global warming are going to wipe out anybody within 3 miles of the beach, but yet he's got a house right on the beach. So, it could be that these people don't really mean what they're saying.
Yeah, you think? I mean, we've got to find a way to bring a close to this insanity. It's like, okay, we've let you play for a while. You've had your fun. You've done nothing with this opportunity. You've just put a wrecking ball through everything that is associated with America, every culture. And you know what? We're done with you. It's time for you to go someplace else, but not here anymore. And shame on the media. I don't care how many more Pulitzer Prizes you want to hand out for phony stories. You know, that's up to you. I think you've degraded the award, and that's a shame. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. DeRoy Murdoch, the one and only Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care, buddy.
You bet, Bill. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm